Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
So Adam is the artist. He did all the art in the game. What do you want to say?
Well, this is Ethan Parker with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I am standing here with
Christopher Bedell, the design director of Greater Than Games,
and the writer and creator of Sentinels of the Multiverse, the new superhero card game right out of Kansas City.
It's a 3-5 player cooperative card game where you play as heroes in a dynamic environment fighting a supervillain of some sort.
Oh, that's always fun. Yes.
Yeah. The heroes, there's 10 different heroes, all with their own abilities and powers and their own flavors. Not just are the flavors different and the characters different, but all the decks are different, all the mechanics are different. So if you're super into playing a lot of card games, you'll see a lot of things you know. You'll see burn decks.
So is that like deck building type of a game?
It's not a deck building game. Okay. All the decks are fixed decks.
Okay.
So each of the heroes has their own unique deck, but it's different in that each of the heroes has a different strategy. So if you're playing Ra, the Egyptian god of the sun, and you're like, you know what? I'm doing tons of fire damage every turn, but I want a character that does more controlling of the villain deck and healing their allies, well, you're going to want to play Visionary, the psychic, because she does that sort of thing.
Sure.
And there's a lot of cool different options. Every deck plays completely differently, and the game comes with 4 different villains and 4 different environments, and they all run completely differently as well.
Sure.
The 4 villains, you've got Baron Blade, who's a mad scientist who wants to destroy the world. You've got Grand Warlord of Oz, who's an alien conqueror with his waves of minions. Citizen Dawn is a superpowered lady who believes she should rule the world because she has superpowers, and she's got a team of people to help her.
Right.
And you've got Omnitron, who's a rampaging robot that decided the best way to protect the world would be to just destroy all the humans.
That probably is a valid way.
It's a valid point, but we should probably stop him anyway.
Yeah, because it's where we keep all our stuff, and so.
The exciting thing that I really think makes this game stand up from other superhero games is that superhero and supervillain battles don't fight. They don't happen in a vacuum.
Well, and I'll tell you, I was various seminars I go to, and went to the Fantasy Flight seminar, and one thing someone was asking them directly was, why isn't there a good superhero? Like, there's a great superhero role playing game, obviously, Mutants and Masterminds and Marvel game and all that, but there isn't a quick throwdown card game, board game type of thing, and here's Sentinels of the Multiverse.
That is exactly what we're doing, and so the fun thing about it is that there is an environment deck too. You've got your heroes, you got your villains, and they fight, but every game happens in an environment. You've got the Vogna Mars base on Mars, you've got Insula Primalis, which is a tropical island with dinosaurs and active volcanoes, you've got the Lost Ruins of Atlantis, and you've got Megalopolis, the world's biggest city. So it's not just the same sort of like, okay, these things happen. Fighting Baron Blade, the mad scientist on Mars, is a very different fight than fighting him in the ruins of Atlantis, etc., etc.
Excellent.
So, and all the environments make just as much of a difference as anything else. The environments don't hurt the players specifically, they don't hurt the villains or help the villains specifically, they're a general thing. They have blanket effects, they have things that are specifically bad for the heroes, they have specific things that are specifically bad for the villains, etc., etc.
Sure. So. And the card game is, how many players does it support?
It's a 3-5 player game.
3-5, alright.
You can play with 2 players. There's an alternate variant rules in the rule book for playing with 2 players.
Oh, fabulous.
So if you end up, me and my wife sat down and played hundreds of hours of the game, and she was like, can we stop playing this now? I'm like, it would have to be perfect.
Yes.
But yeah, so you can, it's 3-5 players, but since you have 3-5 players each playing one hero, and you have 10 heroes, you're playing one villain, you got 4 villains in the box. Out of one box, like every card, you can't see on radio, but every card here on this table comes from one box of the game, and there's still about a third of the box left. So
yeah.
It's a ton of stuff.
Well, like you say, you handed me the box.
box, and it feels like a boat anchor. I mean,
yeah, it's over 2 pounds.
Yeah, so I mean, it's
about a ream of paper actually in that box.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's got 578 cards. And
it's like 30 to 60 minutes. That's
The game
really
takes about 45
nice.
Minutes. When we originally wrote it, I was thinking that it was going to be like an hour and a half game.
Sure.
This game is also kind of our answer to Arkham Horror. I love Arkham Horror. Have you played Arkham Horror?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. I absolutely love Arkham Horror.
I can rarely find a good 14-hour stretch to play it.
Exactly. I wanted a cooperative game because Arkham Horror has that perfect cooperative.
Oh yeah, I love co-op games.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing.
A co-op game has really taken off recently, and I love them.
This game takes under 5 minutes to set up, under 5 minutes to put away, and plays in an hour. So in a night, you could play two or three games instead of just one.
And the usual thing is you're meeting for your game. You got an hour to kill.
My D&D players do that all the time. It's like, okay, Ryan's not going to be here for another half an hour, so let's throw down some Sentinels. You know, we got time.
Yeah.
The other thing is that every deck has its own unique deck pack. There's 14 different, or it's 18 different decks. The 4 villains, 4 environments, 4 heroes, or 10 heroes.
Sure.
But everyone likes, you got Fanatic's deck, it's got a deck pack. The Wraith deck, it's got its own deck pack. So once I was carrying a big box of these cards, and I tripped, and I threw it, and 578 cards were all over the floor, and 10 minutes later, they're all back where they go.
Nice.
So that's kind of a nice thing.
Nice, yes. Well, fantastic. And what's the price point on it?
$39.95 plus tax.
Okay.
And if you're in Kansas City, Tabletop Gaming, run by Phil Kilgore, and definitely has copies of it.
Oh, yes. Our listeners know of this place.
It's my favorite place to go. I buy all my dice and games there.
I stay away from there because I have no money sometimes.
Right,
and it's kind of painful to walk in and not buy something.
It's great when you walk in and Phil's like, oh, great, you guys made this much money this month. I'm like, all right, here is that check back again.
It's like, you just keep that. I'll take this. Yes.
So this game is also part of the purpose of this company. The reason we made a gaming company and not just sold this to some other publisher, because we are our own company. Greater Than Games is a company that's built on. This game is a company that's not built to make money. Whenever any money comes in, that goes directly into our expansion fund. And we have 4 expansions already written, all the characters are written, everything.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
Adam's already doing art for all of them. And those 4 expansions will have 2 heroes, 4 villains, and 2 environments, and they'll all be in a theme. There's a gritty urban theme that's coming out. There's a kind of a mythology and magic gods and monsters theme.
Sure.
There's a space and time theme.
Ooh.
And these are all things that this game, plus there's 3 other games that we're wanting to write.
So you're planning a lot of support for this, basically.
There's a lot of support. Well, and the website has a ton of support. SentinelsOfTheMultiverse.com has a ton of stuff about the characters, the heroes, the villains, the making of the game, and it's also got a very active forums where people are talking about strategy and rules.
Oh, fantastic.
So, I mean, there is totally a community already around it.
Obviously, it's not in general distribution quite yet.
It is.
Oh, it is in general.
It is absolutely in distribution.
Okay. People out in
New Zealand.
Chitley Switch, New Zealand.
Well, we're distributing ourselves, and we're distributing it to primary distributors. We have sent games to Australia. We have sent games to Israel. We have sent games to England, and we have sent games to Finland and Canada, and then all over the United States. The game released officially on Thursday of this week at Gen Con, and that said at the point of the initial official release, we'd already sold 80 copies around the world.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're on BoardGameGeek.com.
Excellent.
You can find us a rating there, and our website, of course, has a ton of information. We're also distributing, if you go to your friendly local gaming store and you say, hey, I want to buy this game, tell them that Alliance distributes it, and that ACD will be distributing it, so we're talking to them. If you're in Canada, I don't remember the name of it, but we have a distributor in Canada, and we've got a distributor in the UK as well.
Excellent. And if you go into your friendly local gaming store and they don't happen to carry this fine, wonderful product, they obviously can order it
that
way.
They can contact it through us as well.
And you can go to the website, and you said it was SentinelsOfTheMultiverse.com.
SentinelsOfTheMultiverse.com. I know it's a bit of a mouthful, but
you know. And you can order it and order directly off the website.
We do sell directly to retailers. We actually sold 3 crates of games to a retailer just yesterday.
Nice.
So,
Well, fantastic. And has first year at Gen Con, has the show been treating you well?
Okay, so here's the exciting thing. Paul, our business manager, this is his 8th or 9th year at Gen Con, and he's been going to Gen Con forever. It's his first year as an exhibitor, obviously, because we just started this company in January, but he's an old hat. I have never once been to Gen Con in my life, and the first time I go to Gen Con...
Welcome to Gen Con.
Thank you. This 10-foot booth is really cool. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to see some other booths over there, and it's been amazing, but it's definitely a new experience, and we've already bought our booth for next year. Next year, our booth is twice as big. We're getting the whole stretch. So,
fantastic.
Well,
that's awesome.
The thing is, this table here, we were going to have demoing here, and art prints were going to be drawn there, and we were going to have some flyers over there, but really, people just want to play the game, and we want people to play the game. So, all demos all the time. And also, Tabletop has a store copy of the game, so if you live in
Fabulous.
Kansas City, go in there and just ask Phil if you can play it, and he's got it, and he and at least 2 or 3 of other employees have played it a few times, so they can answer any questions you have.
And you hand it off for review copy for us, and
yes.
What we do with those is we put them in our con library for CanCon.
Great.
So.
Great. Well, I hope to be at CanCon next. Barring catastrophe, we'll be at CanCon next year exhibiting.
We look forward to having you there. We want you there.
Yeah.
So we want people there.
Excellent.
CanCon is awesome. So. Of course, I'm a little biased, but yeah.
Well, I think that any con we'll have is awesome.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Oh, and if people are going to be going out and about, depending on the time of when this goes out, Chicago Comic Con, which is next week, will be there,
sure.
And PAX at the end of the month, in Seattle will be there.
So probably out before PAX.
Okay. Well, we'll be at PAX. We'll be at PAX East in the spring. We'll be at Origins next year. We'll be at CanCon. We'll be at Gen Con next year. Pretty much, we're going to try to get as much exposure as possible, because at this point, it's just getting people, the gaming people's hands.
Sure. So, excellent. All right.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.